It was very seldom that Mama disagreed with Papa. Anna Marie watched his face and knew that he was struggling with the decision. Finally, he nodded, reluctantly. "I'll pack some things," Mama said. "What time is it?" Papa looked at his watch. "Almost 5," he said. "Henrik will still be there. He leaves around 5. Why don't you call him?" Papa went to the telephone. Ellen looked puzzled. "Who's Henrik? Where does he go at 5 in the morning?" she asked. Anna Marie laughed. "He's my uncle, my mother's brother, and he's a fisherman. They leave very early, all the fishermen, each morning. Their boats go out at sunrise." "Oh, Ellen," she went on, "you'll love it there. It's where my grandparents lived, where Mama and Uncle Henrik grew up. It's so beautiful, right on the water. You can stand at the edge of the meadow and look across to Sweden." She listened while Papa spoke on the telephone to Uncle Henrik, telling him that Mama and the children were coming for a visit. Ellen had gone into the bathroom and closed the door. Mama was still in the kitchen, so only Anna Marie was listening. It was a very puzzling conversation.
"So, Henrik, is the weather good for fishing?" Papa asked cheerfully, and listened briefly. Then he continued, "I'm sending Inga to you today with the children, and she'll be bringing you a carton of cigarettes."
"Yes, just one," he said after a moment. Anna Marie couldn't hear Uncle Henrik's words.
"But there are a lot of cigarettes available in Copenhagen now, if you know where to look," he went on. "And so there will be others coming to you as well, I'm sure."
But it wasn't true. Anna Marie was quite certain it wasn't true. Cigarettes were the thing that Papa missed, the way Mama missed coffee. He complained often. He had complained only yesterday that there were no cigarettes in the stores. The men in his office, he said, making a face, smoked almost anything, sometimes dried weeds rolled in paper, and the smell was terrible. Why was Papa speaking that way, almost as if he were speaking in code? What was Mama really taking to Uncle Henrik? Then she knew. It was Ellen.